Good morning, everybody. Let us pray before we read Bible this morning. Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for your blessing to our life. Thank you for opportunity come to your house and have good fellowship in this morning. We pray that you will speak to us this morning, Father. Thank you, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So, this morning, we will finish our journey in the book of Acts. So this morning, we will see two chapters. So, I finished my job to share all the book of Acts. Let's open Acts chapter 27. Verse 1, I read from 32 verse 27 and then chapter 26 to 27 verse 4. And Agrippa said to Festus, "This man might have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar." When it was decided that he would sail to Italy, they proceeded to deliver Paul and some other prisoner to a centurion of the Augustan cohort named Julius, and embarking in an Adramtian ship, which was about to sail to region along the coast of Asia, we put out to sea accompanied by Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica. The next day we put in at Sidon, and Julius treated Paul with consideration and allowed him to go to his friend and receive care. From there we put out to sea and sailed under the shelter of Cyprus because the winds were contrary. And now we see chapter 28. When they had been brought safely through, then we found out that the island was called Malta. The natives showed us extraordinary kindness, for because of the rain that had set in and because of the cold, they kindly fired and received us all. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of a stick and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened itself on his hand. When the natives saw the creature hanging from his hand, they began saying to one another, "Undoubtedly, this man is a murderer, and though he has been saved from the sea, justice has not allowed him to alive." However, he shook the creature off in the fire and suffered no harm. And the last one, verse 30 to 31. And he stayed 2 years in his own rented quarter and was welcoming all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God, teaching concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all openness unhindered. Brothers and sisters, in our modern day, every day we need to make an option. Yeah? If we have two options, then we think which one we need to choose. Usually, as a market people, we might choose the cheaper one, or if we are a manager, then we might choose an easy one, or we might choose something that get profit for us. If we see the end of chapter 26, Paul have two options, yeah, being free or appeal his case to Caesar. Being free is everyone wanted. But Paul chose not based on situation, not based on what he wanted, but he chose based on God's purpose in his life. That's why Paul chose to appeal his case to Caesar. Now, when I read this, I see that this option is not an easy option. This option is a difficult option, but Paul still chose this option because not of him, but because of God's plan in his life. Brothers and sisters, we need to remember is that our life is not about us, but our life is about God. Please pay attention. Our life is about God. That means when we want to choose everything, make decision, make sure that our life is not about us, but our life is about God. That means we need to put God in every decision that we have made. Not because more easy, not because make a profit to us, not because what I wanted, but first of all, because God wants us to do it. Paul gave us good example. He chose because God wants him to do this. Now, I try to see how far from Jerusalem, Caesarea, and then sail to Rome. It's quite far. And then the journey is not using horse, but using boat to sail about. And then Paul is a prisoner. That means he will not sit nicely on the ship. As a prisoner who go together, it seemed that Paul need to do something hard in the ship. Don't see the ship like Hong Kong to Macau jet foil. The ship is like sometimes you can see from Hong Kong they have like centurion ship, but this ship is not drive by a machine, but this ship drive by a man. That means Paul must one of the people who rowed the ship. And then the Bible told us that the nature was unfriendly at that time. In between autumn to winter, the weather is changed. Like us, we know that in between summer to autumn, there is a typhoon. In that time, between autumn to winter, there also a typhoon. Not number 8, but number 10. You can imagine. Go in the ship, and then the weather was unfriendly. Really a problem from Paul. And then, if you go to somewhere, if you use like a cruise, then you can eat 5 times. But in this situation, maybe you eat 1 time, and then after that 5 days you eat again because the food is limited. And Paul suffered everything during this journey. And then I see that this journey takes 6 months. 6 months. It's not a short journey. It's a long journey. 6 months from Caesarea and then arrive to Italy, Rome. Brothers and sisters, no wonder when they arrive at Malta, another accident happened. A snake came out and bit his hand. And then when the natives saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said like this, "Undoubtedly, this man is a murderer. And though he has been saved from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live." Yeah. Can save from the sea is a miracle. Now Paul has two miracles. One saved from the sea, the other miracle saved from a snake. Brothers and sisters, when you choose option that's based off God's plan, it doesn't mean you don't have problem. Yeah? When you choose to follow God, it doesn't mean you don't have problem. But one thing we need to underline, chapter 28, verse 5. However, he shook the creature of into the fire and suffered no harm. Amen, brothers and sisters? Suffer no harm. I remember one verse from Psalm chapter 34. Let's see Psalm chapter 34. Psalm 34, verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Write down this one. The Lord delivers him out of them all. Same like what Paul have. He chose to follow God's plan. He faced a lot of problems, but suffer no harm because God still want he alive. And then the victory come in Paul's life. What is the meaning of this victory? The meaning of this victory is not to put us in comfort zone. The meaning of victory in this story is to put Paul to do God's works. God's work is the end of this chapter. He stayed 2 years in his own rented quarters and was welcoming all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all openness unhindered. This is the glory that Paul have. It's not to stay in comfort zone, but it's a situation that he can serve God, that he can preach the word of God, and he can be a blessing for other people. Brothers and sisters, let's change our mind when we see this story. If God release us from many problems in our life, it doesn't mean to put us in comfort zone. The comfort zone is when you can walk with God, serve with him, and be a blessing for other people. So, I close this book with few conclusions. Number one, I see that God's salvation plan never fails. He can change Paul from Saul become a Paul, from a mother become a great evangelist for everybody. Number two, if God can use Paul, at the same time, God also can use us. The problem is, do you willing to be used by God? Number three, Paul go to Italy using small ship. He can arrive at Italy. Not because of transportation, but because of his will. Today, we live in modern transportation. Every time we went for mission trip, I never asked my member to row the boat. Yeah? Every member sit nicely. Jakarta, Manila, Jakarta, Hong Kong, Jakarta, Hong Kong, Manila, Hong Kong, Cambodia, Hong Kong, Shanghai. Everybody sit nicely on the plane. That means transportation is not a problem for us. The problem is, do we willing go? And the last one, we need to know this sentence. Every believer is a missionary, and then every unbeliever is a mission field for us. That's what I learned from the book of Acts. Let us pray. It is a privilege for us that in these few months we learn from the book of Acts. We have finished to learn together, and I believe God speaks a lot to us. And finally, we need to remember that every believer is a missionary and every unbeliever is a mission field. Let's do our part. Be a missionary for unbeliever. That's the reason God puts us in this world. And then I believe when we catch this vision, that's when we get this message, Emmanuel, God walk with us. God can use you even with your own limitation. No matter who are you, what is your nation, what is your ability, once you say, God, here I am, I want to be a missionary for unbeliever, then at the same time, the Holy Spirit will help you to accomplish God's plan in your life. Pastor Ned will lead us in worship this morning.
Let the King of God be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, oh, is my song. Let the King of God be the shadow where I lie, the ransom for my life, oh, is mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, oh, He is my song. Let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life, oh, He is my song. You are good. You are good. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna.
Brothers and sisters, let's spend our time this morning. We will go into intercession time. Now, we use our privilege, pray for brothers and sisters who has cancer and do chemotherapy in their body. Let's pray together. We also pray that Holy Spirit come upon our brothers and sisters who have physical weakness, so they can open their heart to receive Jesus, and they get true salvation, salvation from the body, also salvation from the spirit. Let's pray together. Pray for the list of the name who has physical weakness. We pray that God will take every problem from their body. Now we put our prayer for mission. We pray for Pastor Sophia and Japan. We pray for Seoul, Yusan and Janice. We also pray for Cambodia. We pray for Grace. She will leave this month and to continue ministry at Cambodia. Pray for Oasis House. Pray for Pastor Jenny O. Let's ask God to bless them so that they continue to serve God as a missionary for Japan, Korea, and Cambodia. Pray for Mission Council, Pastor Ricky, Deborah Pang, Janela, Janice Chan, John Kang, Jung Min, and Timothy Tang. We pray that they will lead us, Solomon Porch, become a mission church to bring the gospel to everybody. Let's pray together. Also pray for local outreach ministry, Igapi, Homie, SP Light, Freedom, Bridge, and Recreation. And we also put tonight activity in God's hand. We pray for SPU and an IP. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your message in our life. Thank you for your promise. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your blessing. And we know this all, you already give it to us. And we enjoy this blessing because we walk in your plan. Now we put ourselves into your hand. Please guide us step by step so that whenever we live in this world, we live for you, Father. We live as a missionary that you send into the world to share your love and bless other people. And that's the reason you send Holy Spirit to us and stay with us. Thank you, Father. We believe miracle can happen when we obey, when we trust you, and when we put our life effort to do your plan in our life. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.